quick plane ride from Hull. Fuck you, Rumble in the Humber.
The show wasn't that bad.
Not that bad? My opponent had a lisp.
Red Raw Steve Shaw. Yeah.
By the time he'd announced his springboard stunner, I was drenched in spit. We should have renamed it the Saliva Series.
I'm so sorry about the spray. I'm so nervous.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking. It looks like we forgot the safety announcement this time, but it's unlikely anything will go wrong. We're only up in the air for about 30 minutes. We do have a birthday boy flying with us today. He's 21 again.
Champ.
The manager, the greatest pub wrestler of all time.
Oh, come on.
Damien St. John.
Hey, can we do bumps?
Yeah, but it's not my...
And to celebrate, he has kindly agreed to buy you all a drink. Oh. May God help us all, and Merry Christmas.
Beer tastes different on a plane.
That's a roll-on deodorant from my hand luggage. Give me that.
I like it. It's dry. Like vodka.
Now, look, come on. Guys!
Calm down, Demo. We're just playing.
You were saying...
Somebody save us! We're going down! Ah! We're going down! Quick! Someone put their head between me.
I think it's your head between your knees.
I've got seconds to live. Where's the fun in doing that?
One man gangbang. Here, take this.
Rugby championship belt.
Use it to plug the hole in that window. The layers of pleather, plastic and tin should create the perfect seal. Come on, come on.
Just a little more.
It's not true what they say about you. You're a genius.
Hey,
my boy is a genius. Why is the plane still falling?
Warning, pull up.
The captain.
Warning, pull up. Warning, pull up.
How is he?
Dead.
Dead.
Turbulence snapped his neck.
What about the autopilot?
It's air gash. They didn't pay for that.
Yeah, but you're like, what, 16? Can't you fly this thing with an iPhone?
Sorry, I can only swipe. Could make you funky real, though.
Warning, pull up. Warning, pull up.
Everything all right, gamer? We're in the clouds, like God's got his vape on.
Champ, what about that plane film you were in?
I've been in loads of boring films. Be more specific.
The one where you played Kevin St. Richard. You had to fly a plane? Come on, think.
Propeller head 4. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh!
2,000 buttons and a joystick. Can you fly this thing or not?
Honestly, not.
Warning, pull up!
We've got 10 seconds. Do something or we crash into that orphanage.
How can you say it's an orphanage from here? Oh, come on. Kevin St. Richard's, be with me. Just twist these two wires together.
Ninja goes crashing to the canvas.
What do you think?
Elbow to the head.
Well, tell me the truth.
It doesn't feel very Christmassy.
Into the rocks, up the clothesline, loop the express. What are you talking about? No, plane crash. It's a modern day Die Hard 2.
What's it called?
Terminal Decline.
And you wrote the screenplay yourself?
In one night? Yeah, I'm getting good at that shit. Now flip me over, sharpshooter.
Action heroes don't need ball scratchings, free falling from a burning plane.
Oh, the stunt Bruce Willis would never do.
Stop getting away. Do you want to at least die in the film?
Yeah. But I'll come back to life for the sequel. Like Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
Tap.
I don't think it'll work as a musical. Let me get to the ropes for a second. Here, you. Give me that ring bell.
Phoenix picks up the DQ win. A heavy blow to his chances of winning the PWF title, though. A reminder that the gold can't change hands on a disqualification, a countout, or during a drugs raid, which explains why the Camel and Toe in Quenneborough has been shut since August. Looking back, that was vintage Ginger Ninja. Let's go backstage for more. Champ, hey, what's with the DQ finish? That wasn't in the script.
He didn't like my movie idea.
What are you, 10?
Did you read it?
Yeah.
And? Sylvester Stallone penned Rocky in 3 days. I nailed my writing debut in 18 hours.
And in parts, you can really tell. Now, about the whole Christmas theme, though.
Look, Gamer, you can try and talk me out of it.
Oh, great.
But I've already sold the screenplay.
Wow, that filmmaking course I got you on voucher for your birthday has really paid off.
I'm dead serious.
How much?
5 G's.
5 G's?
5 big ones. Gravy, Greggs, gin, gelato and gammon. I'm set for life.
Who is offering you this deal of a lifetime?
Tony Cinzano.
Hang on, Tony Cinzano. The vape shop underlord.
Amongst other things, he's got his fingers in a few pies.
You mean he's put other people's fingers in a few pies?
Speaking of pies, have you seen who my next opponent is?
It's a maths teacher, isn't it?
Oh, no. Not just any maths teacher. Have you heard his tin-out theory on pie?
No, it's not.
Never mind that. I'm off to Tony's junkyard now to give him a table reading. You come in.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Introducing Champ GPT. The only artificial intelligence powered by a wrestler's IQ.
Hey champ, how long will it take me to drive from Manchester to Leeds?
Based on current traffic, your journey should take fucking ages.
Be the envy of your workmates by being less productive than ever before.
Hey champ, write an email inviting customers to our VIP product launch.
Calling all babes. We got free fizz and a snazzy new app. You're up for it.
Champ GPT can also magic include the champ in all your photos.
Say stiffy in a jiffy.
Manage your calendar.
Down the pub, busy as fuck.
And book seats to your favourite shows.
The current wait time for AEW tickets is 0 minutes.
Stop wrestling with AI and get to grips with Champ GPT.
There's nothing artificial about my intelligence.
It's hard to think about WCW without
wrestling with the champ.
But then, at the last moment, the plane pulls back up. We all fly off into the sunset, leaving me to have a quickie with a co-pilot before we get back to Gatwick. Q80s music. What do you think? Do you like it?
Like it? No. I love it.
Really?
It amuses me.
Woohoo, Damo! We're rich!
Dino, Gino, leave us to do our business.
Now, about the gravy, it's got to be Tesco's finest, minimum.
For me to finance this picture, I'm gonna need substantially more than production rights, merchandising rights, distribution rights, and the final say on all casting.
Look, let's not get carried away, all right? I'm Damien, nice to meet you. I'm the Ginger Ninja's business manager, right?
This is not a business deal.
It's not?
No, it's an understanding.
Yeah, but I mean, we should get something in writing, make it official.
I don't work on paper.
Much like a vegan's diarrhea.
I can't afford to take such a risk, so I'm gonna need you to lose your next fight. Choose a new predetermined outcome, if you will.
Thanks, but no, we don't do match fixing.
Let me be clear. If you win, I lose 50,000 grand. And if I lose 50,000 grand, you lose the ability to walk, talk, eat, shit, piss, and wank.
Oh, anything but that last one.
If you defy me, I'll do so much damage to your body, you'll look like the patient in operation.
Forget it. No way. This is not what we came in for, right?
Yeah. Oh, we're out of here. Come on, Damo.
Let's move.
I still get the free gravy, though, right?
Hey, fellas. Beware the dog.
Huh?
What dog? What's he talking about?
Oh, that dog. You weren't here before.
Hang on a minute. I'm smelling a trap.
It's probably the bins.
No, I don't think you get to walk away from a man like Tony Cinzano without consequences. There's more to this.
Come here, boy. Come here.
And it's a girl. She hasn't got a...
Dong.
Dong?
I'll call her Dong. After Undertaker's entrance. Dong.
Honestly, I'd leave her be. I've got a strong feeling that she's Tony's dog.
Look at those puppy dog eyes. Oh, please, can we keep her? Demo, please, please, can we? Can we, please? Please, Demo, can we, please?
Yeah, but I feel like if you take the dog, you're taking the deal.
Who wants sausages?
That settles it.
I mean, why do I bother?
Who's the good girl? Who's the good girl? It's you. Yeah, you. Can I rub your belly?
No.
Now can you rub my belly?
Okay, 3, 2, 1, race!
All right! You might be fast out of the blocks. Only one of us will stop to sniff piss on a lamppost. Toss in the air! Toss in the air!
Now lie on your back. I'm gonna feed you a treat. Here comes the airplane.
All of awesomeness. Oh, you're like Bruno, but better. How could I stay mad at you? Hello.
You two deserve each other.
Who is it? Who's on the phone?
Nobody. Man about a dog.
Tony.
I'm glad you saw sense.
Champ.
It's all right. It's all right. I can handle it.
Tony Cinzano is a clever and dangerous man.
And I'm the Ginger Ninja.
You're a part-time decorator from Rochdale, still living in a one-bedroom flat at the age of 50, surviving week to week off past glories, and you wear a three-piece suit each night to go shopping in the Whoopsile at Asda. You and Tony are not in the same league. Put him on speaker.
Tony. Listen, pal, I'm sorry. I can't take deal.
I see.
Because I'm the man who put the eye in integrity.
You disappoint me.
Tony, join the queue, mate.
Can we keep the dog, though?
The microchip inside that dog can explode instantly on my command.
Oh, you bastard!
If you don't go through with the deal... Junkyard Dog becomes Pink Puppy Miss.
But it's a championship match.
Why?
I got cocky. Oh, shit in hell. What am I going to do?
Who lives in a house like this? You. Ever wanted to wake up in the bedroom of someone famous? Well, now you can. Own a former celebrity home with Fan E, the estate agent for deluded fans.